Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the name of Jesus. So grateful to God for life, breath, health, and strength. So grateful to God for the people of God and for His will being manifested in your lives. Praise the Lord, saints. I am Pastor Deborah Gray, along with my husband, Pastor Toby Gray, and this program is known as The Call According to His Purpose, and we are here in Pilot Mountain, North Carolina, and the name of our ministry here is City on a Hill, and we are so grateful to God for every opportunity that He gives us to fellowship with the saints. I may not be able to reach out and touch you. I may not be able to see the smile on your face, but I know that by God's grace and by His Spirit's power, He draws us together. And every opportunity that we have to share in the Word of God, I feel as though I am actually reaching out and touching you live, and it encourages my heart. We are so grateful to God for just being alive and being in His plan, hallelujah, being in the plan of God. That is an awesome thing to say. It is an awesome thing to contemplate, and we are truly grateful. I thank God for the friends who are listening tonight or maybe listening tonight. I want to recognize two very special women in my life, our old minister of music here at our church, Minister Carolyn Tate, and another dear friend who is a pastor in Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, Pastor Andre Bahati. And I have another dear friend in, actually she lives in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky, and her name is Sister Lori Robinson. And I'm blessed. I have another woman friend, hallelujah, who lives in Lexington, Kentucky, and her name is Dr. Patricia Conley. And those four women have been very, very special to me in my life. They have all played a huge role in encouraging and loving, being women of God. And I think very highly of them and pray for them always. I pray their strength and pray their continued faith, things that cannot be seen, but the things nevertheless God has spoken into their lives, hallelujah, by His word and by revelatory knowledge. And so I'm just grateful to God for, again, for their presence in my life as well as my husband's life. And, of course, everyone that we touch, they have touched their lives as well. I want to not go any further in this broadcast time before just coming to the Lord on behalf of all of those who may be listening now. Oh, and I'm amiss because I forgot a very important person in the life of our ministry, who is our Apostle Martin Griffin, who resides in actually in South Euclid, in Euclid, Ohio. I think it's South Euclid. Praise the Lord, just outside of Cleveland. And he is a wonderful man of God, and my husband and I truly love him. And we pray for him, and we pray for the ministry that we are all a part of together. EMFI, which is Equipping Ministries Fellowship International, if you'd like to know more about it, certainly we encourage you to get in touch with us by email, my husband's email, and we use that one because it's a lot less complicated than mine is. T as in Toby, B as in boy, Y as in yellow, W, G as in go, R as in rabbit, and Y again as in yellow, and that's at AOL.com. And if you send us an email, if you would just simply say EMFI, if you're interested in finding out information about that, or if you just know us by the name of our church, City on a Hill, and you want to put that, it will just let us know that these emails are special emails because they're emails associated with the ministry. And we will be quick to just get back to you and answer you. And, of course, we want to, if you would like, we want to develop a contact with you so that we can pray for you and call you out by name and just do the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. So without any further ado, I want to just lift up in prayer all of those who may be listening tonight and or maybe listening in the days to come. Father, we just thank you. Father, we just praise you. I'm so encouraged, God, just to, hallelujah, just to call on your name, Lord. Oh, what a great privilege it is. What great power you extend to your children when we do. And, Father, I'm so encouraged tonight to know, Lord, that your presence is here with me. And even as your presence is here with me, your very same presence will extend to every single one who desires you to be with them where they are. God, meet the needs of your people according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Meet the desires of your children, even according to your word, as your word says, delight thyself in me, and I will give you the desires of your heart. God, I know that there are needs and there are desires that your children have today. And Master, I know that your desire is to meet each and every one of them. So God, bless your people on tonight where they stand in need of healing. Father, you are not only the great physician, but you have given the ultimate sacrifice so that we can live in divine health. Hallelujah. Not to continue to seek healing, but to live in divine health. And so God, I speak that divine health over your people tonight. God, I speak prosperity because poverty is a curse. Hallelujah. It is not of you, God. Hallelujah. God, I speak abundance into the lives of your children and ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you would bless richly each and every person that's listening to this broadcast tonight. Bless the family members of those who are listening in. God, get all the glory, get all the honor and the praise today. Master, speak through me and speak to me. Have your way in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. We say amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I say to God, my heart just celebrate the fact that God has given this season. Even in the midst of everything that's going on in our world, he has allowed us this season to be able to speak his word over internet radio and have the opportunity of having so many people be touched by the word of God. The word of God brings life. The word of God brings joy and peace and gladness. The word of God brings healing, hallelujah, not only to the body, but healing to the soul. Hallelujah. So we need the word of God and to know that God has given us this forum to be able to share his word is just such a joy and it is a delight. So truly we feel that way tonight. We have a short broadcast tonight. The week before last, we had a powerful, powerful broadcast with two of those women that I mentioned earlier, Dr. Patricia Conley and Pastor Andre Bahati, and they were both sharing on the Holy Spirit as he relates to their lives, as he relates to all of our lives. And it was just a blessed broadcast, and I look forward to more broadcasts like that. But today's broadcast is just going to be a teaching word for right now, and surely I would like to get an opportunity to let it expand to that same type of broadcast where I can have the women of God speak and share the wealth of their knowledge and understanding with us all. But tonight's topic is on the tongue, and it is entitled The Real Power of the Tongue. And I do want to teach the word I don't want it to be preachy. It may come across that way. It may come across that way. It may not. Hallelujah. But sometimes we need to hear the word of God, and we need to apply it. And sometimes when you get all happy in what's being said, and when I say that, I just mean you get a sense of joy, and your spirit is touched. It's beautiful, and it's important, and it goes a long way. You really need to be taught sometimes. We need to understand why things are the way they are and what we need to do to change some things in our lives. Some things need to come by the power of God alone, and there are some things, hallelujah, God expects his children to do. Hallelujah. I need to say that again. There are some things that God expects his children to do on their own, on their own. You're never on your own. You always walk in God. The word of God says that I've been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself. And I always say gave himself for me. I'm adding to that scripture there, but that's still basically almost word for word that the entire scripture in Galatians chapter 2 and 20. So everything that you do in Christ. But there are times when you can rely totally and exclusively only on the power of God to do some things through you. And there are times that God wants you to exercise your will, hallelujah, and wanting to do the things that he desires you to do. He will equip you, for he lives inside you, and it is his power that operates through you. But you need to make up your mind to do the things of God, and let his power from that point forward take you to where you need to be. This particular teaching is one of those areas, the real power of the tongue. We have control over our tongue. We have control over our tongue. We do not release our tongue and say, oh, Lord, you've got to guide this tongue. Now, I will ask the Lord to speak through me, and I will ask the Lord to speak to me as he speaks through me. However, the very will that I exercise in making up my mind to do or to say, rather, certain things, it is totally my will. It is my will, and I need, again, God to meet me in this decision. But my will, my desire, my made up mind says I'm only going to say certain things. I'm only going to devote my mouth to certain things being said. This is where you need to be as a Christian. Hallelujah. There is a scripture, and I want this to be the basis. It is a well-known scripture. Scripture people have quoted many times. And it is in the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 21. Hallelujah. 18, verse 21. The word of God says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. In other words, and that's really everybody. Everybody eats of the fruit of the tongue. Everybody eats of the fruit of the tongue. And you would pray that it is good fruit and not bad fruit. Pray that it is fruit that's going to nourish you and revive you and strengthen you, which is what fruit can do. In fruit, and doctors say this, there are nutrients that can keep your body sustained. In many ways, it can give you all of the nutrients that you need for sustenance in fruit. So that Jesus makes many correlations, connections to fruit is not happenchance. Fruit is very important. That's why he created it for us. Of course, we get sustenance from vegetables too, but fruit we get much from. Hallelujah. So the power of death and life is in the tongue. God created the world through the spoken word. We go back to Genesis and we can look. The Genesis talks of, and it's not the very first verse. It may be the third verse of the first chapter of Genesis. Hallelujah. I'm just going to turn to it very, very quickly here, just so that I'm speaking rightly. And I am right. It is the third verse of Genesis. The first verse talks about in the beginning. It sets the story in place. It gives the setting. This was the beginning of time. And in the second verse, we see the conflict. Hallelujah. The conflict that God was experiencing, that the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of it. And then here now, in verse 3, we have the solution. We have the climax, the rise and climbing, coming to the resolution. Well, we don't really meet the resolution until we read the end of Revelation. But we're coming into it now when we read that third verse where God said, the scripture reads, then God said, let there be light. He said, he spoke words. And those words had in it life, and that life recreated everything, hallelujah, that God had originally created. I do believe that God recreated it. I believe that God recreated it because Satan from heaven, in his rebellion and in his falling, the earth became without form and void, and darkness filled the face of the earth. Remember, it was not just Satan, but it was Satan with one-third of the angels that were once in heaven. So when they came crashing to the earth from heaven, you know that had to have made a change. That had to do something in the atmosphere. It had to make a change on planet Earth with beings created bigger, larger, more powerful than man falling to the earth because they rebelled. It had to do something, and I believe it did. But creation came through the spoken word, and that's something we have to remember. You know, we talk about the tongue, the power of life and death is in the tongue. You know, if you know much about speaking, if you can think of the act of speaking, forming words in your mouth, words are formed by your tongue hitting certain places in your mouth cavity against certain teeth, rising up and laying down a certain way, so that the sounds are made clear and understood clearly. Children that have a cleft tongue, if I'm correct on that, where their tongue is being held, their sounds are not clear. Their spoken word is kind of jarbled. So the tongue has a very specific, hallelujah, function as an organ in the body. Hallelujah. God created it to be so. That's why we say that the power of life and death is in the tongue. You can't make words with just your teeth. You can't form words with just your lips. You need your tongue, and your tongue operating as a partner, along with your teeth and your lips. But it is the greater partner. It is the one that holds more seniority, hallelujah, in that whole process of formulating words. It is the tongue. So we know that God created the world through the spoken word, and the things seen and the things that we cannot see were created by the spoken word. For example, people always want to talk about oxygen. I love how, you know, folks talk about oxygen, scientists talk about oxygen. Ain't nobody never seen, and forgive my bad English here, it's purposeful, oxygen. You know it's there. You see the effects of it. You know that one of the most dominant effects or predominant effects of oxygen being in existence is the fact that you are alive, because we've been told that our bodies cannot live without oxygen. So if we're breathing and if we're alive, we must be breathing in oxygen. Well, oxygen is one of those unseen things. You know, we're told by scientists that there are microscopic animals and microscopic plants, algae, one-celled plants, one-celled animals called amoeba, things that we cannot see, but we have been told they are there. Well, they are unseen. And you know what? I believe that they are there. I don't believe that scientists have made that up. I believe that they are there. But the fact that they're there means that the God that we serve created them and made them to be there. Just a few examples of the unseen. And, of course, we can all identify with the things we can see. Everything. And the beautiful sun that I saw this morning when my eyes opened up, it was a little after 7 o'clock, and I saw the sun. Hallelujah, still in the sky. Not the sun, but the moon, rather, still in the sky. Getting ready to, I've heard singers say, lay down for the night. Hallelujah. The moon shining bright and pretty in the sky. Hallelujah. So many beautiful things God's created in our world for us to see. He created it by the spoken word. By the spoken word. When God gave us dominion over the world in the beginning, we too power to create. And this is key, saints. This is key. Sometimes we think of creating and we think of scientists. We think of inventors and we think of just other people in the science realm who create things. Who make things to be. You shouldn't get it mixed up. Every single human being who walks on the face of the earth has the power to create, because God, when he gave us dominion, that dominion included the power to create things in our very existence. We don't have to wait for God to come along and create. We have the power to create. Our creation doesn't have to be what inventors make, but we have the power to create. Hallelujah. And that power to create is power to create not only in the physical world, but also in the spiritual world. We have power to help bring life into the world. God is always the author of life, but when we bring life to the world, we have played a part in the creation story of that life. When we are able to make a simple house, a home, then we have created. We've created something beautiful. And because life exists in that home, we can say we have played a part in the creation of life in that place. Hallelujah. When God allows you to be a part of a wonderful ministry like City on a Hill, and you know that you have a place and you play a part in the life of that ministry, and you know that that ministry is ministering to the needs and the lives of others, then you can say you've played a small part in the life, hallelujah, the creation of what's going on. God has made you to be that way. We are born, hallelujah, in the image of the Son, hallelujah, born in his image. And so we too, just like the Heavenly Father, have that ability to create, hallelujah. Let us not forget what God used to create. He could have used his hands. Aha! Surely his hands were powerful enough for him to use to do anything he wanted to do, huh? And they still are that powerful. But instead, he chose to speak. And you know what? I'm crazy enough to believe that God intended to speak just so he could show us that we too had that power. Our hands are not mighty enough to form the moon. Hallelujah. Our being is not great enough to be able to stand the sun and the stars in the place that they are supposed to sit, hallelujah, in space. But our tongue, oh God, hallelujah, can speak words just as God's tongue spoke words on that day he created and caused everything to come into being. I believe he did that so he could give us the example and prove to us without a doubt we too had the same power, because we have the ability to speak just as he spoke. And we know we're created in his image and in his likeness. God, as I tell you, the more you study, hallelujah, the more you realize you've got to study. The more you understand about God, the closer you want to be with him. The more you just yearn for him. If you would just challenge yourself, hallelujah, to study God's word and to allow God to show you things that you've never seen before. Stop thinking it's the same old thing you've been reading about day after day, month after month, year after year. You have no idea what God has in store through his word if you would just open yourself up to experience it anew. Hallelujah. Experience it fresh. Glory to God. Not with a preconceived notion that this is just same old, but that you are going to read the word of God anew, afresh, and let him speak to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So God spoke the world into existence, and he's given us the ability through our tongues to be able to speak life. We can speak life in the existence of things that are in and around us. We can bring life to it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And unfortunately, the same is true. On the other hand, we can also bring death. We can also bring death. Now, say to God, I just want to say this. I want to say this quickly. Hallelujah. I know I'm making a big to-do about the tongue and about the spoken word. I am not in any way trying to minimize the importance of faith. We know that the word of God tells us without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You must seek the Lord. You must have faith to seek him. You must believe in the word of God that he has given to us, and speak that word and believe and trust that word to bring the change that we are expecting in God. And I'm also not minimizing the whole armor of God, which the Lord tells us we are to put on daily. Helmet of salvation, hallelujah. The breastplate of righteousness. Our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Our waist are girded with the belt of truth, hallelujah. Our shield, hallelujah, shield of faith, where which we can quench every fiery dart of the wicked one. And, of course, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And I want to go back to that sword. The sword of the Spirit in the armor of God is the only in that armor that is an offensive weapon, the only thing that's an offensive weapon. And with that offensive weapon, we can create an atmosphere of peace in the most hostile of places using the word of God, using the word of God. Thanks to God, I see already that God is taking this topic on for a few more episodes, because I haven't even gotten deep into what I wanted to say yet, and there are still other parts. So as you consider, just even in this beginning, consider this week that your tongue can create life. And wherever you go in this week, concentrate on bringing life and not death. Let that be your first lesson, the first thing you focus on. Not bringing death to anything, but bringing life. Hallelujah. God be with you. God bless you. God keep you. City on the Hill Ministries loves you. I encourage you to go to our website. That's D as in Deborah, G as in go, R as in rap, the number 84. wix.com/ in his grip number 7. We love you. We pray for you. Email us And we just look forward to hearing from you. Bye-bye.